there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we were talking about the movie Avatar at the end of Hour 1, and I think we need to address this accordingly on the show. If you're one of the, you know, 0.01% of the U.S. population that has not seen that movie yet, then you need to go to the movie, especially
if you're a
diver.
You mean the losers of the world?
I wasn't going to say that since we have two
hold
of them
on,
in the
hold
studio
on here,
or three
Pete.
Of them.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, Mermaid Angela, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and Bill have not seen Avatar.
Like I said.
In protest. In protest, I believe, because they don't like to just go with the flow.
Well, there is something to be said for that.
Mm-hmm. No, there's not. The best part about that movie, other than, like I said, making Sigourney Weaver look insanely hot as an alien, was the amount of underwater creatures that he brought to life as terrestrial.
Yeah, well, he basically stole a lot of ideas for the virtual world in Avatar from the underwater world. And if you're a scuba diver, you're going to see within the first 5 minutes, you're going to look at this stuff and you're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. I see this when I'm scuba diving all the time.
Not that big. The Christmas tree worms, I tell you, that was just phenomenal. And he caught the essence of the Christmas tree worm, even to the point of where the guy goes to touch it and it disappears.
Matter of fact, in that scene, Bill,
Pete,
that's right. You can back me up here.
I'm Bill.
I was watching the film with my son, and I see these Christmas tree worms, these giant Christmas tree worms in the movie of Avatar. And I'm like, hey, check it out. He's going to touch that, and it's going to shrink inside. It's going to collapse inside itself. And sure enough, he did it. I'm like,
Dad looks smart for once.
Exactly. And you know,
can't
the thing
that.
I was bringing up The Abyss in Hour 1. That inspired me to become a diver. I've actually sent an email to James Cameron thanking him and blaming him for inspiring me to do this show. Now, you can look at that as a good thing or a bad thing, and he may have looked at it as a bad thing because he didn't reply. No, actually, he did reply through one of his people and said that, hey, Greg, appreciate, you know, the comment. And it came back to me like, someday I'll talk to you, but many, many years from now when I'm no one. And I have time for little people like you. But James Cameron is a big diver. Obviously, he did Titanic, and he's very much into the technical side of diving. He actually goes to the Beneath the Sea show
in
New Jersey. And makes a little appearance sometimes at some of the events there. Whether he'll be up there in March this year, we'll have to wait and see. But James Cameron is a big diver, and his influence of diving, his diving adventures, obviously have inspired some of the creatures and animals he's put in the movie Avatar. So if you are a scuba diver and you have not seen Avatar, I encourage you to go check it out. Not because you want to actually help him make more money. You may have a problem with that. Bill has a lot of issue with people making money sometimes.
And if you're not a scuba diver, you should go to the movie to see what you've been missing underwater.
That's right. Maybe you'll say, Avatar, the world, this other world he's created doesn't exist. But you might be pleasantly surprised if you put on some scuba equipment and jump down underwater and say, hey, wait a minute. Where are the blue people? I already see these giant Christmas, you know.
Those people hold their breath.
Exactly. Good point.
Could be.
Good point.
So or who dive in this weather, because they can turn out sort of blue too.
Well, this is true. Okay. It's cold in Florida today for sure. It could make you blue.
I was at Peacock Springs this last Monday, and it was like 30 degrees, and I'm in a dry suit even, and my buddy turns to me and goes, I've never seen someone blue like that before. I said, okay, thanks.
Yes.
Did he call you Papa?
No.
Papa Smurf? You got the beard.
Yeah,
and you were blue.
Good enough. Well, like I said,
and
he'll be in Avatar 2. but Avatar, two fins up, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, let's think of more warm. Let's think of our warm water thoughts and go to a warmer place on the planet today.
Or dress warmly to go to colder places on our planet.
No, we're going to go to a warmer place right now.
Okay,
Peter
cool.
and Galena from Aquanauts Grenada are on the line, and they are on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing?
Hey, Greg and all listeners, you have a happy new year, lots of diving, warm water, and everything else.
Yes, in Grenada today, it is, what is the air temp there, Peter?
Oh, the air temperature is like 86, 87.
Oh, you bastard.
Water today was about 85.
Wow.
Why don't you rub that in, won't you?
Yeah,
it's a good place to be if you can be there like Peter and Galena today. Now, I've heard, Peter, and back me up here, did you take Galena through her last certification dive for her rebreather certification today or what?
Wow, man, that rumor is traveling fast.
Yeah, it gets around.
I just broke rule number one in scuba diving training.
Don't talk about scuba diver training.
No, that will teach your wife.
No wives on dives. You haven't.
Yeah, no, but we went through with it, and we're both still alive.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unlike the guy who got convicted earlier this year. Right?
Okay, well, I didn't really anticipate having those issues brought up on the show today, but you got over those potential issues. And she did get through her certification today then, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. I better turn you over to her, and she can tell you all that happened today.
Yes, I would like to talk to her, because now I'm wondering if she actually is alive.
Yeah, here is Galena, our newborn rebreather diver.
Okay, thank you, Peter. So, yeah, they're from Aquanauts Grenada. Peter was her instructor on the Silent Diving Systems rebreather, and Galena was the student, and she's certified to... I don't know, are you certified to actually teach now too, Galena, or are you just...
No. Just to dive with a rebreather to 30 meters, 90 feet.
All right, well, that's plenty deep for me. How long did you go diving for today?
Well, we went first an hour. We went an hour to Bianca Sea.
Nice, okay. All right, so you're probably pushing the limit then at about 90 feet, I'm guessing, on the Bianca Sea, right?
Yeah, well, we stayed on top. We did not go down to the bottom also. You know.
Do you notice how the wildlife, the fish, do they have a different attitude towards you because you're breathing? You're not making bubble sounds?
Well, not making bubbles, yeah. So they come really close. We had some really close encounters with some eagle rays. They're passing by and investigating and coming back and, you know, wanted to find out what are these... funny-looking turtles, yellow turtles.
Greg was with you?
Actually, I was with them a few weeks ago down there in Grenada, and we dove the Bianca Sea, and I bet we saw those same spotted eagle rays. You have kind of like some resident spotted eagle rays that kind of hang around that wreck site, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. The eagle rays are always there. The barracudas are always there. They got kind of nasty because they were really close, you know, coming, you know, don't... want to investigate what is that? Can they eat it or not?
And yeah. Can it be eaten?
And then you always have like palometas, and you have schools of jacks, and this is what you with bubbles. You know, you don't get really close, but with a rebreather, you really can enjoy it. You just sit on the bottom of the mast and look up, and you see everything coming close.
So, Galena, I've never used a rebreather, so I guess my question is, what's the hardest part? The hardest adjustment to using a rebreather.
Oh, I know. But I'll let her answer.
Who is that?
That was Greg.
That was Greg. And I know he's used a rebreather, and I don't trust a word he says. So I'm going with what you say.
Well, the hardest part is the buoyancy.
Yes.
It's totally different on a rebreather than it's with open circuit.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make a difference if you do take a deep breath. It doesn't bring you up because you're in a closed loop with your air. So your volume is not adding.
Yeah, I didn't quite get the whole system down when I did it with Peter. I'm talking about doing the rebreather,
right,
just for the record. And I had a problem with the buoyancy. I kept fighting it. And
have you solved that even on open circuit?
It takes a couple of dives until you get you.
Yeah,
get
it takes some practice. It's very different. It's very, you know, I would compare it to literally learning how to scuba dive all over again, because it's totally different from learning how to dive.
Yes, it is.
It's a very different technique, and it does take a little bit of training, obviously.
Breathe in, breathe out, repeat.
Well, there is one basic rule which applies to open circuit or closed circuit, and that's keep on breathing.
Right. And I was doing that, but I was breathing through my nose, which was opening up the circuit. You know,
you exhale through your nose to get your air out. You know, to get deeper.
And then I'd inhale, and then I'd blow through my nose again, and then I kept getting into this vicious circle, and realizing about halfway through, like, wait a minute, I'm exhaling all this air through my nose, and trying to fight my buoyancy, and that means I can't be recycling the air I breathe because I'm blowing it out my nose, right? And
So
Peter,
you're going to use a lot of your air.
Yeah, Peter looked at my gauge. He said, "Greg, you're almost done." You know, so I didn't quite do the rebreathing part right.
So what do you monitor? Yeah. Because, I mean, what are you monitoring when you're on a rebreather?
Well, you monitor your I can't find a word now.
Well, you monitor your computer, gases.
Yeah, you monitor your computer and your partial pressure.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what you look after. That basically your computer is set to a fixed partial pressure, and it will keep that partial pressure at any depth.
Yeah. It's in theory, when you go through some of the training, Bill, it's very basic, and the computer does a lot of the work for you, if not most of it.
It does, yeah. But again, a lot of notice also, warnings and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of redundancy in the silent diving system.
Yeah, it's two computers in one.
But is the computer measuring gas?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Oxygen and...
That's what I figured it had to be doing.
Yeah.
Yes, because as you exhale, you're not exhaling anywhere near the oxygen that you inhale.
Yeah,
I mean, you exhale
very,
some
it's
oxygen.
It's very safe. It's
right.
Unless you've completely depleted.
Yeah, it's... You know, the bottom line is that you definitely got to go through the training, but when you do, it is very rewarding. Because the few minutes I did get it in control on the breathing part, I was kind of like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yes, it is. It is, really. I mean, the loudest thing I heard on the Bianca Sea was my heart pounding.
Nice. Yes.
Actually, really. And, you know, so you get so close to the big stuff and to the little one as well. It's like little blennies, when you come with an open circuit, they hide in their hole. They're
yes.
gone.
Yeah, but with a rebreather, you can sit there and they come out and you can watch them, film them, whatever you need to do. It's quite impressive stuff. You can learn
plenty.
How to... you can train on a rebreather there at Aquanox Grenada. Go to aquanoxgrenada.com. Let Peter and Galinda take you out in paradise, and you'll be rebreathing, diving too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Then I see a manatee whose life is ruled by destiny. The danger that he faces from a prop. And then it occurs to me, my life's just like that manatee's. I want to get there, but there's danger at the top.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is manatee diving season. So, you know, you don't need a rebreather to do the manatee thing. You don't even need, a diving unit. You snorkel with the manatees and can have an amazing encounter in Crystal River area of Florida or Homosassa Springs.
Just don't let them film that encounter.
Why? We did. We filmed it last year.
Encounter.
Our manatee encounter. What's the problem?
Nothing. He's suggesting perhaps a different type of encounter, maybe.
The amazing encounter.
We filmed it last year in Crystal River. It's the most popular video we have.
Did you hear about the film about the manatee interactions that went national last year?
With the manatees interacting with each other.
No. With some of the dive boats. Like, Birds Underwater is really cool.
I mean,
you go on Birds Underwater,
job.
They do an awesome job. But some boats will actually try and manhandle the manatees in order to get them interactive.
Well, hey, look, hey, remember, Bill, when we were out there doing that, there were some people filming just that.
Yep, exactly.
They were watching us like hawks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And there was someone out there filming the snorkelers, trying to catch them doing bad things.
Yeah, I mooned them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to go, though, great operation, Birds Underwater, B-I-R-D-S, Birds Underwater. .com.
Yes.
Yeah, I really like them. I like the whole attitude of that shop.
Yeah, and it's a fun thing, you know, and yeah, you're supposed to, you got to follow the rules, and there's always, that's the problem. If you don't go with a reputable dive operation over there, and they're not giving you, you know, the proper rules and regulations of what you can and can't do with the manatees when you see them. Yeah, you can get some yahoos out there that are not doing it correctly and making it bad, making us all look bad.
And, Greg, they have to gently enforce those rules, too, because, you know, you get told the rules, you get to watch a video, but then, you know, we're divers. We're used to going under the water, and, you know, that's a no-no. That's, you don't do that around manatees. That's their safe haven. You're supposed to stay on the top. There's some other stuff that, you know, you don't consider that because you don't dive around them, but the people at Birds really gentle about saying, you know, that wasn't a good idea, let's do it this way, and they really help coach you so you aren't infringing, you aren't imposing on the manatees.
Right. You don't chase them, you don't grab hold of them, you don't block off their escape route, that kind of thing. I mean, a lot of it is just common sense.
Don't give them a hug.
Don't give them a hug. Is as nice as a photo op that may be.
And Greg, is that true also with mermaids, that you're it's safer if you stay on top?
Angela?
No comment.
No comment. Thank you. Yeah, leave it to Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
I don't know. Angela has some dangerous curves. I don't care how you cut them.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't think I should say anything else right now about that.
No. We have different rules. We'll
yes, leave it up. Completely different rules.
Should we go into those rules?
No, we won't. No.
They have a safe word, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Get off! That's the safe word, I think. Maybe. I'm just guessing. But do the manatee thing. It is a great experience. And
or do the mermaid thing. That's a great experience, too.
But each one you should do at least once.
Really? Yeah. Just once, Bill? God.
Well, then the restraining order starts.
Exactly. It's usually once is all they usually get, at least when they're Bill's age. Anyway, so
holy cow!
Yeah, we have the manatee thing. We ought to do that again. It was about this time last year that we set up our last manatee.
Yes, it was just about this time last year.
You know, that video that we shot has been viewed over 60,000 times.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it's a quite impressive little video thing. And you know, it's an okay video. I don't think it's one of our best videos either. But
only think that because there are fewer mermaids in it than usual.
This is true, and you're in it.
Yes, then there's that.
It's shocking in its own right.
Well, there you go right there.
And, you know, it's kind of like a car wreck. You have to slow down, take a look, I guess, maybe.
You allowed Bill to actually dive?
He did.
No, I didn't dive. I snorkeled.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
But I think I wore a hood.
Probably.
Yes, that was cold.
You wore a hood when we were in the Bahamas.
Did he?
Yes.
Yes.
That's so he doesn't sunburn his scalp.
Yes. Actually, the very first liveaboard I went on, I met Alfredo, the demon dentist, who he introduced himself as Alfredo. It's not his real name, but that's how he introduced himself to me.
It's the guy who invented the sauce.
Yeah, the sauce guy. And he told me that he went on liveaboards and always wore a hood, and I'll tell you what, makes you feel a lot warmer after about the fifth dive. Doesn't matter how warm the water is.
Okay, so that's the story you're going to go with.
That's the one. That and the fact that I'm bald.
Oh, God.
Which has nothing to do with it.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK PA7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Going to go this year. I've already, we did our New Year's resolutions for divers, obviously, last week. Bill is raising his hand. I thought we accomplished, I thought we covered that last week, Bill, that you weren't going anywhere.
I resolved to stay right damned here. That'll be great.
Not by choice. Well, actually, yeah, by choice.
Yeah, by choice.
No, no, we're going to take a dive.
Greg chose for me.
Yeah, no, we're going to go. You know, I mentioned the Galapagos last week. I'm planning to do a trip hopefully towards the end of May, June time frame with a new boat with Explorer Ventures. You'll hear more about that here in the coming weeks. I also spoke with them this week, however.
Yes.
This is very preliminary, but it looks like we're zeroing in on a major Scuba Radio scuba cruise. With Explorer Ventures, possibly sometime around the August time frame, end of August, beginning September. Working out the details right now, and you'll hear all about it and be able to plan your vacation accordingly, around our schedule.
That seems fair.
If that weren't enough, here is a definite date you want to mark on your calendar, okay? August 21st. What is special about August 21st, you ask?
Well, hold on. Greg?
Yeah?
What is special about August 21st?
August 21st is within a couple days of two of our favorite people in the dive industry's birthday. And that would be...
No, mine is this week.
No, you wouldn't be one of them.
It's not even you.
It's not even you. No, it'd be Neil Watson, who's turning 70.
Holy crap, Castaloids.
Jerry Beatty... from Dive Training Magazine, who's turning 60 on the same day.
Wow.
So Jerry and Neil celebrate a birthday on the same day. Now,
10 years apart.
Now, you may not remember, you know, recognize these names, but these guys are big-time people in the dive industry. They're good friends of Scuba Radio. For Neil's 60th birthday, this will go back to our longtime listeners. We broadcast from Neil's jacuzzi on his 60th birthday, and we'll repeat that adventure on his 70th, August 21st. Mark it on your calendar now.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
You know, the second girl only likes us. The other two love us, and I don't know what the problem is.
It's
you know?
A translation thing,
is that,
Greg.
Is that what it is? So they really all love us?
Or they all love you.
Like us? No, none of us
so
like us.
Me, I love you, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was from the Russia dive show. Pete, you were at that. You recorded that.
Yeah, I was at it. Yeah, правда. Я
Yeah. I came across this picture.
I can't believe he called you that.
I came across this picture of Pete from the dive show last year that he went to of him and his mermaids he met in Russia.
Oh, yeah, different mermaids.
Yeah. I think Mermaid Angela.
Wearing a little bit less than the American mermaids wear.
They weren't wearing anything, were they?
They had at least 1 square inch of cloth.
But and everything
strategically
else.
Placed.
On their hip?
Yeah.
No.
Their earlobe?
It was an eye patch.
The funniest part about that is at the end of the day, they went into the men's room and pulled off that little 1 inch, and then they each peeled the paint off each other. It was quite
in the men's
show
room.
In the men's room, of course. Where else are they? The women aren't interested in that. The men were.
So let me get this straight. They were painted mermaids in Russia, and when they went to go get cleaned up, they went into the men's room instead of the woman's room?
That's correct. I think they did that deliberately, and they could read the Russian.
And somebody, did you pay them to do that?
You know, I couldn't get close to the men's room that day. And if you remember, I had surgery, so I was on this little roller thing.
Right.
And that day, one of the days that I really had to go to the bathroom is when I found out about it, because I couldn't get close to it. I had to go find another venue to relieve myself.
That's not right. That's just not right. Angela. You know, we have our mermaid outfit.
I think he's negotiating too.
Well, no, I'm just, I didn't know you actually peeled that paint off. I thought that was like, it's kind of like the stuff you'd see at Fantasy Fest in Key West, right? Or at Mardi Gras.
Except it's the Russian version.
Those are airbrushed.
No, this is painted. This was not.
So it's like
airbrushed.
Vinyl painted.
Something they do with their tongue?
I think they used to brush.
Okay, just asking.
Now, I know they didn't brush their teeth as much, but I don't think they were that dirty.
Okay, so this can be done.
We can hope.
Vinyl paint, I guess, right?
I really didn't touch the paint, I have to admit. Much as I wanted to.
But you saw it peeled off.
No, I didn't get to see it peeled off.
Well, then how do you know it peeled off?
Because I heard every other gentleman in the world talking about it every day. Oh, they're going to do it. Let's go.
I am.
Beast of the Pajasta.
I'm appalled. That is just
no,
not
no.
Right.
You're Greg. I'm Pete. There's no Paul here.
Okay. And
wow, that's two shows in a row. You did that too, Greg. Pete. Nice work.
So, but Angela, you wouldn't go for anything like that.
Actually, I have been body painted once.
Really?
In the Keys.
And did you like it?
Fantasy.
It was quite exciting.
Yeah.
I was a little awkward walking down the road with no top on, but
that's what you did? You were painted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what were you painted as?
Well, my friend that went with me had a lovely painting done, and I was like, oh, my God, you know, it took so long. We had a drag queen show to attend, and
of
we were
course.
Running a little late. So
what else
like,
would you do down there?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Make me blue.
Well, actually, the guy that was working at that bar did the blue painting for that movie, whatever.
Avatar?
X-Men?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Like that, Chameleon Girl?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
He did her.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos?
Yes.
Who you could just call Chameleon Girl?
Yes.
Well, Rebecca Romaine Stamos at the time, now just Rebecca
Romaine.
Can you
let her finish her story?
Yeah, come on.
Well, so that's what we did. But I had a few stars painted on certain areas.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm guessing
her
too.
Her chin.
Yeah.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium. Instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving. Need a 12-step program, meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to scubaholics worldwide. Make sure you go to the website, scubaradio.com, during the week. If you have any questions, you can email us through there. Ask any comments, questions, check out the dive blog, pictures, videos. It's all right there for your enjoyment. And then we'll comment accordingly every Saturday live from 3 to 5 Eastern. Okay, now look, here is some of the other things we have coming up. I just mentioned the fact that, we got the Galapagos coming up. We also have the Neil and Jerry's birthday.
But that'll be in August.
That'll be in August. That's going to be a major event. And then also that liveaboard I told you about, the Scuba Radio Scuba Crew, is going to be around the same time as Neil and Jerry's birthday.
Okay,
it's all going to be within a week or two time frame. Coming up more or sooner,
right.
Middle of next month, we have the Our World Underwater Show in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Mermaid Angela is going to be there with me. Single Scott. I know you'll have some of your friends from Scuba Board. Pete, you're not coming to Chicago.
Scuba Board will be there. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll have to wait and see.
I'll be at the Texas Dive Show.
Be at the Texas Show. Okay.
That's like the 12th, I think, or something like that.
Okay. And
February.
Then, February. Okay. And then we have Beneath the Sea in Jersey. Now, these are two dive shows, Chicago and Jersey in particular, that we go to every year, and we do the show. And we have a little routine, and one thing we've never done is tried to dive while we're there.
And, I dare you.
You dare me.
I dare you.
Did you hear that? He just dared me, Angela. What do you think?
Dude, one of our biggest clubs is there, Dive New York.
Yeah.
You want me to set you up with some party people?
Not really.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about Chicago first.
Oh, Chicago.
What about in the middle of February? Angela, what do you think? You up for
doing that? No, hold on. I'm not daring her. I'm daring you.
And I'm taking that dare, and I'm passing it over.
No. Dry suit diving, my friends.
No. In fact, I'm willing to take it a step further.
Uh-oh. What
Greg,
are you doing? Yeah.
I double dog dare you.
What?
I'll triple dog dare him.
You guys just put those dogs back. Because
are serious.
Now, Greg, if you're going to go diving, in Chicago in the middle of February, I will be there. I'll bring my dry suit, and we'll go.
Well, here's the thing. What I was trying to get to the bottom of is there any such thing as diving in February in Chicago?
Hello, absolutely. Of course there is.
I don't want to know.
Bring your chainsaw.
Right, are they
ice
doing
diving.
That? Really? I'm not so sure that's going on. Is it in Chicago at that time of year?
Well, it's not going on in the middle of July.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I don't. Lake Michigan isn't frozen over. It doesn't freeze over Lake Michigan, does it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I
do know they do
does.
Some ice diving there. But, you know, it like I said,
there are plenty of places that do ice over in the greater Chicago area.
We can go diving if you want to go diving.
Man, you know what I'd like to do, and I've seen this on video, is the under or upside down
walking
hockey,
on the
hockey
ice
games.
Oh, I haven't seen the upside down hockey.
Yeah, they
games.
Drill two holes in the ice, and that's where the teams enter.
Right,
and then they take a hockey puck and they literally go upside down.
A hockey
down.
Puck that'll float, something light enough to float.
Right, and they literally
not a real hockey
play
puck.
Upside right. down hockey.
Yes,
and you know, like that would be fun.
I'll bet you the water's cold.
I'm guessing you're right.
Have you seen the pool hockey?
Keep to watching the videos.
Have you seen the pool hockey that they play? The apnea divers?
I have.
That's amazing.
Well, so you're okay. We could go diving in a pool in Chicago.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Oh, that's a big whoop.
Now, you know, last year.
Is it a heated pool?
I'm not flying to Chicago for that.
We could do, actually, last year, we did, Angela, you were there. Remember we did those pictures?
Yeah.
And they're up at scubaradio.com of her doing, she did a mermaid shoot in the snow.
In the snow.
Why did you shoot a mermaid in the snow?
It was
freezing. She was hardcore. She did quite well.
It wasn't
with
that bad, actually.
Yeah. She was fine.
Every once in a while, Greg would offer to take
you
off his coat.
You froze your tail, though, right?
No, I didn't do that. I instructed, I think it was Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Pick her up and take her over here.
Who's my
throw
chauffeur.
Her in the snow here.
Mm-hmm.
Move her over there. You know, that kind of thing.
You have to keep those fish on ice to keep them fresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
They get
so
a little
we're going
funky
ice diving
smelling.
This time?
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we just do another snow shoot.
We?
Let's go ice diving.
He does not want to go ice diving. He wants you to go ice
Let's
diving.
Let's go to a pool in Chicago.
But only if you're painted.
Okay, I'll be painted under my dry suit.
Yeah. Okay, well, so much for that idea. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, even though when we go up to Chicago in particular, the divers are really hardcore, very energetic, very friendly, and I really like going up there every year. That's why we keep going back is because everybody there is so welcoming. And that kind of thing. But I haven't had one come up to me and say, hey, Greg, let's go dive in after the show today.
Because they know you won't go.
That may be it.
Your
now that you
mentioned reputation
it, that's
precedes
starting
you.
To make sense.
You follows
you. Yeah, you don't need
it
to be a real.
The dive in.
What about Hague Quarry? I wonder if that, do they do any ice diving there at Hague Quarry, I wonder?
He said it's frozen now.
They say it's got a thin
thing
of ice. I mean, if you go ice diving there, you just step through the ice.
On Hague Quarry?
Yeah.
Really?
The manager's on scuba board, and he posted, in fact, he was on the scuba board chat and posted that it was slightly covered with ice.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think they open. Their Hague Quarry is not open for diving during the winter, I don't believe.
Greg, I am sure you and I could get it open.
Well, yeah. We know Tina. We know
She's
Tina.
Nice.
Hague.
She would let us.
She'd let us. The question is, would we be sane enough to
No, insane enough.
Good point.
Insane enough.
Maybe we'll go to that famous dive site in Chicago called O'Hare International Airport and hop on a plane to Grenada.
That's what I'm thinking.
There we go.
Right after the dive. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do something. Something to warm up after our little trip
We've
in
got
Chicago.
Cabin fever.
Yep.
Last year it was deathly cold. The year before that it was deathly cold.
Now,
so maybe this year it'll be a little warmer than it was. I don't know.
After that, though, you're going to beneath the sea.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure that we can get you somebody, and I'm sure that Peter can get you somebody to get you out into the Atlantic.
No,
you
no.
love diving in the Atlantic.
You know, the whole thing of diving off the coast of Jersey, kind of, you know, and going to see
wreck like diving,
a
man,
dead body or something, just doesn't sound that.
Jimmy Hoffa,
right?
Wendy Quimby could be there with you diving.
Wendy, really?
Yes,
Wendy.
Oh. All right, I guess I'm in.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
A product that we came across at the Deamer Show a few months ago that I said was one of the three products that had the most promise for cool new dive gadgets for divers. It was called the Navimate Underwater GPS System or Navigation System, where they're actually using GPS technology underwater. And I was like, man, this is a great idea. If it works, they just had like a little prototype unit with a sticker on the display.
Yeah, so it didn't really work.
Yeah,
it was. This is what it'll look like if
cool
we can
concept,
make it.
Though.
Right, the concept was pretty amazing.
Because the thing was, you needed to be able to take the GPS signal from the surface underwater, and you would need to have another transmitter for that.
Right, right. And it was like, wow, this will probably cost way too much money, and can you really do this? I was like, look, if they can make it happen, they might have something.
The prices they were talking about were actually pretty reasonable, and the technology they were talking about is already exists. So I think it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, they put out a release this week and gave me an update and said they plan to have the first retail units available to the public in May or June of 2010 for a retail price of about $700 for the receiver. And then you have to have a unit that you hang over the side of the boat, and that'll be about $300. So for $1,000, that's a high-end dive computer price. And they're talking about incorporating some of this Navimate technology, this underwater, you know, personal navigation system technology into some of the manufacturers' dive computers.
Sure.
So it'll be interesting to see if this comes to fruition or not, but it seems like they're on track to make it so.
They're making it so you can actually check your buddy's pressure. You can see where your buddy was at when you can't find him. Oh, he's sneaking up on me to turn my air off or whatever.
That would come in handy.
That would come in handy.
Not so much for turning the air off or other than, well, in my case, it was being de-pantsed. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have
long story. Let's not go.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, long story for sure. All right, we'll leave it at that. Pete from Scuba Board, go there, scubaboard.com.
Have
you
some
check
fun.
Check in on that doc and get all the latest, greatest news.
We're talking about the Navimate there as well.
Absolutely. And for the rest of the crew, remember, until next week, it's always better. Where, Angela?
Down where it's wetter.
Oh, I love it when she says it instead of me. And Bill.
Good night, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.